Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flora. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, it's coming up to be that time. Kids are out of school, and it's time to get to know what to do with them over the summer. You got some day camps coming up.
That's right. You know, summer is really in full spring, and I know parents are feeling that. I just wanted to highlight a couple of day camps that we have coming up in June, if you haven't caught them in the newsletter. We have a shopping and style one on Friday, June 12th, from 1 to 4 down at the Extension office. And for those that don't know, 4-H has a clothing project. It's twofold. You can either make your own clothes, or you can go shopping and learn what it takes to, like, go out and buy your clothes. It really focuses on what clothes look good on you, what colors. Did you know you have colors that look good on you, Blake? People, according to, like, your hair color and your eyes and your skin color, there's different palettes that you need to kind of look at according to those. So we kind of dive into that. We dive into your body type and what kind of clothes look good on you on for different body types. And so we dive into all of that. It's going to be really fun. And then also we cover just the fair aspect of it. The girls that do the shopping and style, they can model their clothes. And so we kind of practice some of that, some of the record book keeping. It's going to be a really fun afternoon down there in Garnett. So June 12th, 1 to 4, that's open to anybody that's interested in fashion, clothing. It will be a really good time down there that afternoon. And then the other day camp that we're offering this summer is an outdoor day camp. This one's hosted by our Osage County 4-H ambassadors. And we're going to do some hiking, wildlife, campfires, and games. It's really going to be a fun day of learning. That's going to be June 19th from 10 to 3. So we're looking forward to that one as well. Both of those are in our newsletter and are highlighted on our social media posts, but you can also go to our website to find more information on those. That's frontierextensiondistrict.ksu.edu, or just call your local extension office. We're happy to navigate those. Again, you don't necessarily have to be, you don't have to be a 4-H'er to join in those activities. We welcome all participants from the community to come and join us in those days. So we hope to see the kids here soon. Again, I know fair projects are getting up in full swing, and so shout out to all my kids that are getting out of school. Hope summer starts off great, and we look forward to seeing you all soon.
Looking forward to seeing how all of these days turn out. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Unique Extension District Fueling Consumer Science Agent, Franny Eastwood.